This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting from NBAA in Orlando. We're with Ed Bolin, he's CEO of NBAA. Ed, how's the show look this year, and what are you seeing that's causing some excitement?
Well, the show looks particularly strong. Last year we had a great event in Las Vegas that took place kind of immediately after the government shutdown was concluded. And I think at the time people were optimistic but very cautious about the year ahead. So far, 2014 has shaped up to be a very strong year. Fuel sales have been up, flight hours have been up. We've seen the inventory of pre-owned aircraft come down, prices have stabilized a little bit. And as we come together for NBAA 2014, we see the U.S. economic outlook perhaps as bright as it's been since the Great Recession. So for a variety of factors, I think the economic situation and the number of new products and technologies have a lot of people very excited about NBAA 2014.
What's your feeling for the size of the show and the number of exhibitors? Is it up, down, or status quo?
Our shows have been very stable the last couple of years. This will be every bit as strong as Las Vegas. A few more exhibitors will be over 1,100 exhibitors, a little more square footage in the convention center. And of course, the static display is sold out again this year, but in Orlando, we've got a little bit more acreage to work with than we do at Henderson. So by any empirical measure, I think we're looking at a show that is every bit as strong or stronger than the ones we've had recently.
Okay, what are the highlights coming up through the next few days? You've got a big fundraiser, and you had a parade of planes for the first time in a little while. Tell us about how you're mixing it up a bit.
Yeah, we're very excited. For the first time ever, inside the Orange County Convention Center, we'll have a display of light business airplanes. So we'll have over a dozen aircraft actually in the convention center, and of course we've got the huge display out here with over 90 aircraft on display at Orlando Executive Airport. In addition to that, we've got very strong opening general sessions with business leaders like Andy Taylor from Enterprise Car Rental. We've got policy leaders like Chairman Bill Schuster from the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, Senator Bill Nelson from the Senate Commerce Committee, and the Governor of Delaware will be with us. So a very strong lineup of policymakers, industry giants, and business leaders all together in Orlando this week.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from Orlando Executive Airport. We've been with Ed Bolin, CEO of National Business Aviation Association. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.